Yo, 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 check it out. This is Afura, the body of the life force, a whirlwind through cities. And this is what's going on. You want the beats, you want the rhymes, this is where it's at. Beats and rhymes, 105.6. Alright, peace.
Was geht ab, Kuze Wasch? Ihr hört gerade Beats and Rhymes auf Radio SAEK.
Yeah, what's up? This A-plus from the Mighty Souls of Mischief. You know what I'm saying? Hieroglyphics Imperium. You know, we got moving out here in Berlin, Germany. It's nothing but beats and rhymes on 105.6 FM. Keep it moving, baby.
Was geht ab? Das ist der Azad, direkt aus Frankfurt, Nordweststadt. Ihr hört Beats and Rhymes auf Radio SAEK. Gebt euch böse. Peace.
Die Beginner kommen heute und haben alles, nur keine Fäule.
Hey Leute, hey Leute,
hey ja, wir bringen die Sachen, die Wirbel machen wie ne Turbine.
Und nicht so ne Fäule, so ne Fäule.
Nee man, alles Chef, alles Dev, alles Routine.
Hey Leute, hey Leute,
ja, wir basteln die ganzen Sachen uns um euch zu lieben.
Und nicht so ne Fäule, so ne Fäule.
Nee man, alles Chef, alles Dev, alles Routine.
Irgendwie klingt's anders, irgendwie swingt's anders.
Routine.
Findet man ein geiles Sample, ja, dann nimmt man das.
Routine.
Nicht die Routine irgendeiner deutschen Webkapelle. Denn inhaltlos muss scheitern, so wie Westerwelle. Dann doch eher die Routine eines Willy Brandt. Wir haben die Musik, die süß schmeckt wie Philly Blunt. Wir machen mehr draus, kriegen wir einen neuen Vorschuss. Wir bauen Bomben, doch nicht im Sinne von George Bush. Wir sind von Haus aus Baggy Pants plus Strumpfhosen. Und brauchen deshalb nicht auf dicke Hose rumposen. Wir machen nicht auf Large im schicken Sportwagen. Doch haben auch nicht gerade das Temperament von Urknaben. Ihr könnt die Karte getrost kaufen, denn was ihr hört, sind die derben Gassenhauer von den krassen Nerds. Die flashigen drei, die überleben wie Magic Johnson. So tun, als wär Hamburg groß, Paris, New York.
Hey Leute, hey Leute,
ja, wir bringen die Sachen, die Wirbel machen wie ne Turbine.
Und nicht so ne Freude, so ne Freude.
Nee man, alles Chef, alles Dev, alles Routine.
Hey Leute, hey Leute,
ja, wir basteln die ganzen Sachen uns um euch zu lieben.
Und nicht so ne Freude, so ne Freude.
Nee man, alles Chef, alles Dev, alles Routine.
So viele Dinge, die passieren und ich schreib drüber. Mal wie Bertolt Brecht, mal ja wie Mike Krüger. Kommt auf den Beat drauf an und wie ich mich fühle. Doch zu 99,9% gebe ich mir richtig Mühe. Es kommt, wie es kommt, aus dem Bauch raus wie Kacke. Und wenn es rockt, kommt es rauf auf die Platte. Doch vorher wird gebastelt, solange der Beat ein Wach hält. Und wenn's nicht funktioniert, wird halt nochmal rumprobiert. Bis die Beat Spaß bringt, wie Filme mit Steve Martin. Tja, ohne gute Loops wären wir keine Supergroup. Darum wird die einzige Regel immer basteln heißen. Denn Langeweile schmerzt wie Pimmel im Waffeleisen. Und auch auf die Gefahren, dass ihr sagt, er spinnt jetzt. Wer Hip-Hop macht, aber nur Hip-Hop hört, betreibt Inzest. Regt euch nur auf, weil ihr täuscht Backen mit Scheuklappen. Denn ich liebe es, die Meinung zu spalten wie beim Holzhack.
Hey Leute, hey Leute,
hey ja, wir bringen die Sachen, die Wirbel machen wie ne Turbine.
Und nicht so ne Freude, so ne Freude.
Hey man, alles Chef, alles Dev, alles Routine.
Hey Leute, hey Leute,
ja, wir passen die ganzen Sachen uns um euch zu lieben.
Und nicht so ne Freude.
Ihr seid getuned auf Radio SRK 105.6 und hört die Sendung Beats and Rhymes mit mir, eurem Gastgeber, dem Andreas. Und euch erwartet heute ein kleiner Rückblick auf das Splash Festival 2004, was ja nun seit 3 Wochen vorbei ist. Dazu gibt es natürlich das erste Interview, das ich auf dem Splash Festival geführt habe, mit einem Teil einer der bekanntesten und einflussreichsten Hip-Hop-Duos der Geschichte. Wer das ist, das erfahrt ihr definitiv im Laufe der Sendung. Und der Einstieg in die Sendung hat den Beginnern gehört mit ihrem Track Fäule. Und ihr Auftritt war definitiv ein absoluter Höhepunkt auf dem Splash Festival. Welche Crews und welche MCs und DJs noch so gerockt haben, welche sehr hervorzuheben sind, erfahrt ihr auch im weiteren Verlauf der Sendung. Jetzt geht es aber erst einmal weiter mit Musik, und zwar Acrobatic, der auf dem Splash Festival war mit seinem Partner Mr. Liv und seinem DJ DJ Facts One, und ihr hört den Track The Flow, und danach hört ihr mich nochmal und dann gibt's auch schon das angekündigte Interview. Also stay tuned for more.
With percussion like a wrecking ball. Brothers run the game, but to be honest, I ain't checking y'all. Psycho fans prepared to answer my every beck and call, but I don't abuse the privilege. This raw underground, gritty MC lifestyle, I'm living it. Last will and testament, I ain't never giving it. Why? Cause what I touch remains infinite. Cremate my material items, perpetuate your soul by sniffing it. I make a rogue scholar sound illiterate. My soul is old, rhymes dirty, born illegitimate. My shit received 5 mics before I submitted it. If it didn't, it's because the reviewer was inconsiderate. Probably got his head up some R&B ass, but it don't matter though, ain't nobody scarring me last. I dropped the fat shit, everybody bounced to this fat shit. Wrote the classic rhyme and chose the fat beat to match it. Lightning quick skill, Garth Shapiro couldn't catch it. I hate it when MCs wear mascara and they ass switch. I got the matches and my fingers on the gas switch. Now, only act remains top draft pick. Create a female MC from my rib and start a new breed of rappers to freak the ad lib. On the mic, I shine like lightning bolts flashing. Rip it with a passion, foes I'm smashing. Ashing out the spliff and get right down to biz. What? MCs are stuck, they failed the pop quiz. How you measure who the nigga reigning at the top is? Platinum plaques, a well-crafted business. Witnesses across the nation vouch for act. While you're digging in your couch for crack, I attack. What? Smack raps out the park like Mark McGuire. The crowd needs ignite and let act spark the fire. I be the raw supplier of the pure uncut. Son, what? I'm stingy like busting one nut. A funding missile launches while ignoring the schools. But there's war in the schools, but we're led by the fools. And that leads to ignorant rappers who smoke fools and get ripped by act cause they don't know the rules. Drop jewels frequently at various frequencies. Recently MCs have been ignoring common decency. But now we gon' see how that goes. And when you see act, be prepared for the flow. Yo. Aight? Acrobatic, y'all, Boston, Massachusetts. Who's up next? Who's up next? Who wants the mic next? Where all the MCs go? Where ya? Yo. No, nobody wanna touch this? It's hot though. Alright.
Das war also der Track The Flow von Acrobatic, und jetzt kommen wir zu dem eingangs erwähnten Interview, was ich am Freitag schon geführt hatte, gleich am ersten Tag des Splash Festivals, und zwar mit einem Teil eines der einflussreichsten Hip-Hop-Duos, was die Geschichte hervorgebracht hat, und zwar ist es, genau, es ist CL Smooth. Ihr habt richtig gehört, ich hatte das Vergnügen, mit ihm ein kleines Interview zu führen. Für euch habe ich es in zwei Teile gesplittet, denn in der Mitte des Interviews gibt es definitiv einen der größten Hip-Hop-Klassiker, der je hervorgebracht worden ist. Und zwar ist der Track, heißt der Track They Reminisce Over You, halt von Pete Rock und CL Smooth. Und nach dem zweiten Teil gibt es dann ebenfalls noch einen Track und dieser Track heißt Da 2, ist von dem Pete Rock Album Soul Survivor featuring CL Smooth. Und ja, wir hören uns auf jeden Fall nochmal, denn ich möchte euch ja noch ein paar Sachen zum Splash Festival erzählen. Bis dahin wünsche ich euch sehr viel Spaß und hört dem Mann zu.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world, this is the Mecca Don, the Carmel King, CL Smooth, formerly of the group Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
You are the first time here on the Splash Festival, right? And what's your impressions of this festival?
Well, I just got here, but from the last festival in Amsterdam I went, I had a lot of fun. There's a lot of excitement going on, a lot of crowd enthusiasm. So I expect this one to be even larger.
And you are all 3 days here at the Splash Festival, or you only for your showcase tomorrow?
Okay, I'm showcasing just for tomorrow at 7 o'clock, so I want everybody to come out and enjoy themselves.
Why are you here alone without Pete Rock?
Well, Pete Rock has a lot on his plate right now, and you know, he's trying to promote his new album and do other things, and you know, I as well have to do other things and be more independent with my career. And I think this is one of the first steps of my independence, but also just keeping the movement going, you know what I mean? A lot of times Pete Rock doesn't have the enthusiasm that I have from an artist point of view, so he takes it from a producer's point of view, and a lot of producers take it other places where artists have to stay and really nurture and perform and promote their products. They can't just jump from one product to another. I like to sit out and promote, and off Pete's new album, I have two big new songs that I want to promote. So that's what I'm here for now.
But you are still really good friends, yeah?
We're trying to be, you know what I mean? My whole thing is I'm trying to accentuate the positive point of view, you know what I mean? And a lot of times it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of coagulation, togetherness, you know what I mean? And sometimes that's hard to do. Is a little bit more to a lot of relationships than people think, you know what I mean? It's not that simple. It's not just a 1, 2, 3 dance. It's sort of like, sometimes it's like surgery. So you have to, you know, maybe take a couple of steps back to take a couple of steps forward. And that's what I try to do. I don't try to get wrapped up in what other people do and what other people feel about other people. I just try to, you know, give it a break and then come back to it. You know what I mean? Because whether we're friends or not, I still like his music. I still could work with his music, whether we're friends or not. So it doesn't really, really much matter to me. I'm business orientated. I'm about business.
Okay. And now to your person, and what do you do at this time? Have you new tracks, new songs? What can we expect from you?
Definitely, like I told you before, I have two new songs on Pete Rock's album that has to be promoted. Love Thing and Appreciate. Love Thing is the first single off that album. It's a big record, one of my biggest records that I think I've ever made, produced by Pete Rock. And the B-side is Appreciate, which entails about life and the struggles of life and what I think about it, and the people who made impact for me to come back to the music business.
And there are many fans out there who waiting for a new Pete Rock and CL Smooth reunion album. Is there any chance to come true with this?
Well, you know, my endeavors was when we traveled Europe that that it was a process of coming together. We did over 20, 30 shows together. I thought that we made a lot of good headway, you know. But again, I'm not Pete Rock, I'm CL Smooth. So what might be headway for CL Smooth might be just an inch moving for Pete Rock. So Pete Rock has grown in this industry independently, with or without me. So it's up to me to do the same. My whole endeavor to get back with him was to give the fans what they want. But I cannot force Pete Rock to be Pete Rock. Pete Rock has to come to me and be Pete Rock. You understand? Because I have to be CL, and I have to be the other half of the towers. You know what I mean? So what I'm trying to do is just keep the door open a little bit, not close it all the way, because it's not fair for everybody to say, okay, you've done all this work in Europe, you've done all these work together, you work together, what's the problem with you not coming out with the album? Again, it's about management, it's about money, it's about the mind state of going to the next level, and that's what I want to do. I don't just want to make music, I want to take it to the next level, because that is what my career is lined up to do with the records that I've made in the past, is take it to the next level, not just be here to belong, but to take over eventually.
When you talk about the next level, what's important for you to arrive the next level?
Well, to be here, to expose myself to the public. You know what I mean? I've sat back for the past 8-10 years fixing, you know, putting my life in structure to be able to be here and give the people what they want. It's not just a job, I enjoy doing it. So if I'm not enjoying doing it, I'm not gonna go through the motions because you're giving me X amount of dollars, or you're putting me with Pete Rock, or I'm doing it from the heart, from the understanding of good music and putting the good music out there to feed the people. I myself would love to do the reunion album, but it has to be on the other side of Pete Rock's heart to say, hey, let me put all my bullshit aside and do what's right for the people. So I thought we were in that process, and I guess the process is gonna take a little bit longer, but my impression is that the positive will always prevail.
Shall I say, think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beatings cause the girl loved drama. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he rolls down, you would tear out your hide on your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of 5 kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. Take back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. 5 kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss, but I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that. We for real. Coming at you. reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Yeah. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect due when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Listen. Just listen to the funky songs as I rock on, and that's word is born. I'm not playing, everybody, just cool it. This song we dedicate to the one and only. Never be another, he was my brother. Trouble T-Roy, it's like that, y'all.
And you are one of the artists who like the old school, the golden age of hip hop style. Do you think the hip hop scene now is too cheeky and too commercial?
Well, it is what it is. You know what I mean? It's sort of like a sport. I mean, everybody can't be all stars. Everybody can't be the consummate professionals. What I feel is I have something to contribute to all that. Everything that people feel is right and wrong about the hip-hop game, I'm here to contribute my version of what I feel is the next level. And that's keeping it soulful, that's keeping that funk alive, and that's basically writing everything that's basically real. I don't quote and I don't say anything that doesn't pertain to my everyday life. So I mean, you're gonna get a variety. I'm sure when you go to a candy store, you want a variety of candy. So you don't want every candy to be the same. You want it all to be different. So I'm coming with something different, but something to contribute to the music business also.
And you personally, what do you think about all these MCs and rappers who only speak about the cars, the money, and the big houses and all that bling bling stuff?
Well, I don't think about them. I mean, I don't think about them. That's not what I do when I sit down and listen to my music, think about somebody else and nitpick about what they're rapping about. Whatever they come would sit down and take their time out to write, that's on them. If they feel like they want to say that 100 times a night, again, freedom of speech. Me, I like to take a more of a natural, more real approach to things, more in depth. When you write, the things I write is more of a challenge. It's not more of what you got, it's more of what you got upstairs in your brain, in your mind, and challenge your creativity to surpass all that outside imagery, fabricated imagery of whatever they feel makes them a man or a woman. Whether it's jewelry, cars, or whatever. I enjoy the same things, but my art form has a different approach to it. So, I mean, I'm not downing them. I'm just saying that I have a different approach to what makes me feel good.
What's your input to write rhymes? You're looking all over the world, or you're looking on your side of things?
Well, now I look all over the world. Opposed to seeing just what's on my block or what's in my house or what I expose myself to. I really take a look around the world and that goes with maturity, that goes with growing older and maturer and understanding that you're soaking the world up different now. So opposed to just going home and being creative, now I can go everywhere and be creative. And even if I don't get anything the whole basket of what I want, just a little piece can make me be creative. Here tonight is a creative mood for me. Not that I'm performing, but that I'm soaking up the crowd, I'm soaking up the atmosphere, and I'm soaking up the stage and getting myself prepared to do the best work possible.
Have you any last words to our listeners? Something special? I don't know.
I just want them to get behind CL Smooth 100% because I've always wanted to give them whatever they wanted. It's not for me to please myself, it's for me to please the fans. So I always wanted to do an album with Pete Rock, the reunion album, even if it was just one album, because I know nothing is a given. So I know with all the blessings that I have, I want to be able to just move forward, if it's Pete Rock or not.
Das war es also, das Interview mit CL Smooth von der Gruppe Pete Rock and CL Smooth. Ich hoffe, ihr konntet euch ein paar Sachen herausziehen, wie er seine Lyrics schreibt, was ihn dafür inspiriert, wieso Pete Rock zurzeit nicht an seiner Seite ist und. Und jetzt gibt es, wie vor dem Interview schon erwähnt, noch den Track Tattoo vom Pete Rock Album Soul Survivor. Und danach hören wir uns auf jeden Fall nochmal kurz. Ich möchte euch ja schließlich noch sagen, welche Crews besonders gerockt haben und wieso das Feeling dieses Jahr war. Bis dahin, viel Spaß erst nochmal mit dem Track. Ja, bis dann.
See how I make a bounce. Word 'em up, hey. Word 'em up, like this, yo. The whole package. Bring it in, like, say it. Word 'em up, for real. It's real, kid. CL Smooth, baby.
Introducing CL, then face defeats, and I remind you of Third Street when it was sweet. See this move on and grow to another plateau where me and Smooth having that dough. In the last days when critical times I left to deal with my granddaddy's endeavors, we're correcting my errors. The first shot came in 91, EP done, my struggle to label this untouchable. Foundation due in 92, top 10 review. Respect new and that blue, they reminisce over you. Skirt chasing what they rate me in this whole rap affair. But when it really comes down to it, who cares? Like a tortoise in the hair, you know the race I run. But you lose it all at night, you let the rabbit get the gun. Number one with a bullet and my pit name Black. It's the best who ever did it on a Pete Rock track.
Ayo, too cool cat to reclaim the name. Pete Rock and CL Smooth in this here rap game. But the good news is that there is a crew. Not five, not four, not three. Ayo, too cool cat to reclaim the name. Pete Rock and CL Smooth in this here rap game. But the good news is that there is a crew. Not five, not four, not
check it out, yo. In the beginning, let it be like the record spinning. As a child, I stacked 45s in a pile. Blow the dust off, put it on before I could walk. Play static on my Pop Dukes, automatic. I knew I wasn't average. Music in my bloodstream. My pops watched his son live his dream. Now it's time flew. The original classy rock crew shine through on streets and avenues. The next chapter, you read it. MC Shan said it. Gotta give the man behind the wheels credit. Yes, yes, y'all. BLS and Marley Marl. The Rap Attack. Put my talents on the map. Now it's Pete Rock for days in the basement as I amaze. Watch me blowing 98 waves. I specialize in rap, DJ and produce. With more hot tracks than Carlos de Jesus.
It's the two cool cats who reclaim the name. Pete Rock and CL Smooth in this here rap game. But the good news is that there is a crew. Not five, not four, not three. Ayo, two cool cats who reclaim the name. Pete Rock and CL Smooth in this here rap game. But the good news is that there is a crew.
What it look like, ain't nothing changed but the weather. Still riding with CDs and leather. Row fives and better, but all that's folded in your pocket. How long it take to re-up and clock it? Drop and make a profit, and lay my position with you. That we know what to do and not to do. Stop this fighting each other, God knowledge you is. That you know who the enemy is. Furthermore, don't hide it, divide it. The next your squares, to keep them other cats folded like beach chairs. Got an eye on that, street aristocrat. Let CL show you where the strength's at.
Turn it up right here or just call a cop. Cause we on it like this to the last stop. The next Humphrey Bogart, mastering art. Like a jeweler with a diamond cutter, taking them apart. Don't start what you can't finish. When you bubble with skills that never diminish. Your best team against mine is a light scrimmage. So play like Popeye and eat spinach.
It's the two cool cats who reclaim their name. Pete Rock and CL Smooth in this here rap game. But the good news is that there is a crew. Not five, not four, not three. Just two cool cats who reclaim their name. Pete Rock and CL Smooth in this here rap game. But the good news is that there is a crew. Not five, not four, not three. Just two. Pete Rock and CL Smooth for the 9-8. So get it straight, 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 get it straight. Word up, word up.
Ihr hört immer noch Beats and Rhymes hier auf Radio SAIK 105.6 und abschließend möchte ich noch ein paar kurze Worte über das Splash Festival verlieren, und zwar 3 Tage perfektes Wetter, 20.000 bis 22.000 Gäste haben die 3 Tage genossen, seien es die Side-Events, seien es die auftretenden Künstler, alle haben gefeiert und das in einem sehr entspannten Rahmen. Höhepunkte zu den Künstlern auf der Hip-Hop-Stage waren auf jeden Fall Kool Savas, Rekwan de Chef vom Wu-Tang Clan, IAM, Mobb Deep, Cyan.I, Die Beginner, Curse und. Und das 8. Splash-Festival steht ja auf jeden Fall schon vor der Tür, und zwar ist das nächstes Jahr 2005 vom 5. bis 7. August. Also ich hoffe, wir sehen uns dort und feiern wieder eine dicke Party. Und im September erwarten euch diesmal 2 ganz dicke Beats and Rhymes Sendungen, einmal mit Interviews von Mel Beats und der B-Girl Crew Female Artistics, und dann gibt es noch ein 1-Stunden-Special mit Falk aka DJ Hawkeye. Alles weitere könnt ihr auf www.beatsandrhymes nachlesen. Ich wünsche euch noch ein paar schöne letzte Sommertage, in der Hoffnung, dass das Wetter so gut bleibt. Wir hören uns, ich bin draußen, peace.
Snatcher, just a brother for the rapture. I hang glide, holding on strong, hard to capture. Extravagant, RZA bake the track and it's militant. Then I react like a convict and start killing shit. It's manifested, the guards work like appliances. Dealing in my cipher, I revolve around sciences. The ninth chamber, you get trapped inside my hallway. You try to flee, but you got smoke right by the doorway. No question, I send your ass back right to the essence. Your whole frame is smothered in dirt, now how you resting? Well, I'll be trapped by sounds, locked behind loops. Throwing niggas up airplanes, cause cash rules. Everything around me black, as you can see. Swallow this murder one verse like God degree. Then analyze my soundtrack with satisfaction. You adapt like a flashback chain reaction.
Lace them niggas, son. AK's black, bust back like 70 max. I'm all that street niggas knowing my steez black. Raw G, you know he coincide with me, see? Marvelous, menace, both society. But anyway, left toast. Champagne thoughts with ghosts. I max the most. Shotguns through the notes. Fuck rap, hip hop for me, York top. Low wears, and Tommy Hill fly shit with a knot. The witty, unpredictable live shit. Drive by shit, do a dodge shit. I take your lying shit. And then you know, I'm running through the P now. Fair. Walk through showers, wow. The old lady snitch, but fuck it. You know it, one love, kid. No, I'm not doing a bit. Too much to get for what? Cause 6 niggas got stuck in the nigga chain was struck. Yo, fuck that. Criminology rap. Sneaker stay jet black. Floating in the flies, at, nigga. Bring it. Much love go to New York City. all my Tommy Hill ice rocking niggas.